Break noise cleanup for Pirate Radio Energy, beginner edition. We're going to take a crunchy jungle or drum and bass break, clean it up so it hits hard, and then bring the dirt back in on purpose so it feels like a sketchy late night broadcast, not a messy recording. The big idea is simple. We're not trying to erase character. We're trying to control the noise floor so your kick and snare can punch, your transients stay sharp, and your top end doesn't turn into fizzy pain. Then we'll build a parallel texture layer you can blend like seasoning. Before we touch any effects, quick prep. Drag your break into an audio track. Term warp on. For classic chopped break energy, try beats mode, set preserve to transients, and keep transient loop mode off to start, because that tends to sound cleaner. And then gain stage. Pull the clip or track down so your peaks are living around minus 60 dB. That headroom is not optional. If the break is already slamming into the red, every processor you add will exaggerate the wrong stuff. One more note. If you're using a famous Amen-style break, be gentle with warping. Overwarping can smear the snap, and then you'll chase that problem with processing for the next hour. Now let's figure out what we're actually calling noise. Solo the break and listen like an engineer for a moment. Low rumble tends to live roughly 20 to 80 Hz, like turntable thump or room vibration. Mid grit is often 200 to 800 Hz, that boxy old room or sampler dirt. And hiss sits up in the 6 to 14 kHz area. Sometimes it sounds like air, sometimes it sounds like sandpaper. To make this easier, drop Ableton's spectrum at the end of your chain. Set the block size to 4096 so it's stable, and briefly turn hold on to catch the general shape. You're looking for the noise floor, not just peaks. That's your target. Reduce the floor without flattening the life out of the hits. Step 1. Hard cleanup, but transparent. Put EQ8 first. Start with a high-pass filter at 30 Hz with a 24 dB per octave slope, then slowly push it up only if you need to. If the break is super rumbly, you might land in the 40 to 55 Hz range. The goal is to remove useless sub-garbage that steals headroom, not to make the break thin. If the break sounds boxy, add a bell around 250 to 400 Hz and take out 2 to 4 dB with a gentle cue, like around 1.2. Only do this if it actually sounds boxy. Don't EQ because the tutorial said so. And if the top end is poking your ears, do a small bell cut around 7 to 10 kHz, maybe 1 to 3 dB, cue around 2. Again, we're taming pain, not deleting air. Teacher tip here. A lot of beginners jump straight to gating because they hear hiss. But most mess problems are solved by smart EQ and good gain staging. Get the low rumble and obvious harshness under control before you start chopping dynamics. Step 2. Gate the gaps, not the groove. Add Ableton's gate after EQ8. Gates are powerful, and also a great way to accidentally destroy ghost notes and natural tails. So we'll use a beginner safe setup. Start your threshold around minus 30 dB. Then creep it upward until the hiss drops in the silent gaps. Set attack around 1 to 3 milliseconds so the snap gets through. Set hold to about 20 to 40 milliseconds, and release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so it breathes. If you're hearing the very start of hits get clipped, enable look ahead. That can save you from shaving transients. Here's the quick 30-second method to dial it in. Loop a bar where the break has little gaps. Raise the threshold until the noise in the gaps reduces. If the break starts stuttering or chattering, increase hold first. That's usually the fix. If the groove pumps unnaturally, your release is too short or your threshold is too aggressive, so lengthen release or back the threshold down. And if ghost notes disappear, lower the threshold first, then lengthen the release. Your goal is not silence between every hit. Your goal is simply less noise in the empty spaces. Step 3. Dynamic cleanup that sounds more natural than overgating. Now add multiband dynamics after the gate. This is your control layer for noise that rises during the hits, especially fizzy highs and crunchy upper mids. Start gently. Solo the high band inside multiband dynamics and listen. Is it turning into harsh fizz when the snare and hats hit? If yes, do subtle downward compression in the high band. Think ratio around 2 to 1. And you're only aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Leave the low band mostly alone. In drum and bass, flattening the low band of a break can kill the roll and make it feel lifeless. Usually the sub is coming from your bass line anyway, so you want the break to stay punchy, not squashed and polite. A useful trick if you're struggling with harshness. You can put an EQ8 before multiband and slightly boost the harsh zone, like 7 to 9 kHz. Just a bit. That makes the multiband react more consistently, so you can compress less overall while still catching the problem spikes. Now we've cleaned, but we're not done, because we still want Pirate Radio energy. We just want it on a fader. Step 4. Split clean versus noise using an audio effect rack. Select your effects and group them into an audio effect rack. Create two chains. Name one clean, and the other noise or radio. In the clean chain, place your cleanup devices. EQ8, gate, multiband dynamics. Optionally add drum bus at the end if you want a bit more knock. Drive around 2 to 6 can be nice. Crunch very low, like 0 to 10%. Boom is optional and usually dangerous in DNB because it can fight the bass line, so keep it subtle or off. Now the fun chain, noise or radio. This is where you keep the vibe, but control it like a sound designer. First, an EQ8, high pass it around 200 to 400 HC. The point is, this chain should not bring back thump and low mess. It's for hiss, grit, and broadcast presence. If you want a little extra airy hiss, you can gently lift around 6 to 10 kHE. But be careful, a lot of brakes already have brittle hats. If the texture chain is making cymbals feel sharp, try a small high shelf dip around 10 to 12 kHE, 1 to 3 dB, before you saturate. That way the saturation adds density instead of fizzy glare. Next add saturator, set it to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB and enable soft clip. This makes the dirt feel contained, like hardware, instead of just louder noise. Then add auto filter for the radio bandpass. Choose bandpass. Set the frequency somewhere around 1.5 to 3.5 kHz. That zone reads as radio presence. Set resonance around 0.8 to 1.4. If you want movement, add a tiny LFO, like 5 to 10% amount, at a musical rate like 1/8 to 1 quarter. Keep it subtle. The goal is unstable transmitter, not seasick wobble. Finally, put utility at the end. Narrow the width down, anywhere from 0 to 60%. If you want true broadcast vibes, go really narrow. Then pull the gain down so this chain is clearly quieter than the clean chain. Now blend. Start with clean at 0 dB. Bring the noise chain up from silence until you feel it in the groove. Often it lands somewhere like minus 18 to minus 10 dB relative to the clean chain. And here's a nice rule. Get it to the point where you notice it, then pull it back a touch. That's usually the sweet spot. Extra coaching question to ask yourself, what are you cleaning for? If this break is your main drum layer, prioritize definition and keep only a hint of texture. If it's a background topper behind clean one shots, you can afford more dirt, because the kick and snare clarity are coming from elsewhere. Let's protect kick and snare dominance, the classic rolling DNB move. Option is layering. Add a drum rock on another track with a tight short kick and a snappy snare or clap layer. Then consider high passing the break a bit higher, maybe 60 to 90 HC, so the kick truly owns the low end. Option B is to emphasize transients quickly. Drum bus can help. Increase transients, maybe plus 10 to plus 30. Don't overdo it. If you push it too far, you'll get clicky, and the break will feel disconnected. Now let's make it feel like an intentional broadcast in the arrangement. Try a simple radio intro to full bandwidth drop story. In the intro or build, lean on the noise chain. Keep the band pass around 2 kHz. Keep the width at 0% so it's mono, like you're tuning in. Then as you approach the drop, automate just a couple parameters. Open the auto filter frequency a bit. Widen utility from 0 to maybe 20 to 50%. And lower the noise chain volume slightly right before the drop. That last move is a cheat code. If you reduce the noise layer for half a bar or even one beat before the drop, then bring the clean full-spectrum drums back. The drop feels bigger without actually getting louder. If you want extra atmosphere on the noise chain, add Ableton reverb there, not on the clean chain. Keep it short and dirty. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Low cut around 400 HZ. High cut around 6 to 8 kHZ. That keeps the reverb from washing out your low end and brittle highs. And if you want a one-beat fill that feels like transmission overload, push the noise chain up for a beat, tighten the band pass around 2 to 3 kHz, then do a quick gain dip. It sounds like a purposeful glitch and keeps momentum. Quick troubleshooting recap so you don't get stuck. If your gate is eating ghost notes, lower the threshold, then lengthen release. If the groove pumps weirdly, your release is too short or threshold too high. If the very start of hits is missing, shorten attack and try look ahead. If it chatters, increase hold. That's the big one. Also watch the common traps, over high passing until the break loses body, cleaning before gain staging, or saturating the full break and accidentally turning up every bit of hiss and harshness. Distort the noise chain, not everything, and don't leave wide stereo hiss everywhere. Narrow noise with utility so your drums stay focused. Now a quick 15-minute practice plan to lock this in. Pick a crunchy break, old funk or jungle style. Build the audio effect rack with clean and noise chains. Set the clean high pass to about 40 Hz. Gate with attack 2 milliseconds, hold 30 milliseconds, release 120 milliseconds. On the noise chain, set the band pass to around 2.5 kHz, saturator drive around 6 dB, and width at 20%. Write an 8-bar phrase. Bars 1 through 4, mostly radio vibe, some more noise chain. At bar 4, do a quick filter sweep up. Bars 5 through 8, full clean plus a subtle noise blend so the drop hits. Then bypass the whole rack and turn it back on. You should hear more punch, clearer gaps, and still that gritty pirate character. And if you want a homework challenge, make two versions of the same break. One is cleaner, club ready. The other is more pirate radio. Resample both, level match them with utility, and do a blind slash B. Ask yourself, what got clearer, and what character did you keep? That's the workflow. EQ to remove obvious junk, gate to clean the gaps, multiband to control harshness during hits, then parallel chains so you can blend controlled broadcast dirt on top of clean transients. If you tell me what break you're using and your BPM, plus whether it's bright or dark, I can suggest a tighter starting point for the band pass frequency so it hits that radio presence zone without fighting your hats.